Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This could, all go horribly wrong at any minute.
Hello and welcome to the 131st edition of Lewis Black's Rantcast, entitled Raise the Debt Ceiling and Shut Up. Okay? I would have added a few more words of spice, but then all of a sudden they knock me off platforms and go, oh, you said a bad word and children will lose their minds. Even though the kids are not gonna be able to shrink to help your kid find their mind. Because if they don't raise the debt ceiling, that's not going to be possible. You won't have the cash for it. Nope. And possibly your shrink will have to leave town because they won't have the cash to pay. It's beyond belief. It is beyond belief that they are rattling us to this point. Right up 10 days. We're 10 days out. No reason on earth we should be doing this, okay? The peacocks have to stop preening, okay? And they got to get to work and just do it. Just sign off on it. That's what's got to be done. It's happened under 78 presidents or something like that. I just read 49 were Republican, 29 Democrats. So it's done. All the time it is done. Okay? And it's got to be done this time because we've just come out of a hellhole of a pandemic, economically and otherwise. And we don't have time to fuck with our economy. Not in the least. And whoever these people are who think that we do, then let them suffer the consequences of it, okay? Let all of them get a good, hard, solid taste of it so that this shit won't happen again. It's got to be taken out of the hands of Congress. If you're going to have to raise the debt ceiling and you don't put the budget in place, okay, then you're still going to have to raise the debt ceiling. So maybe that'll get them to do the budget because they have no right, none, to be able to have a vote on whether we pay our bills or not. We pay our bills. That's what we do. That's the deal. Okay? And you do that because that's the way in which we keep our economy going. That's the way we show the world that we have a good credit rating, which dropped, by the way, the last time, or 2011, when we got right to the precipice of this bullshit. And so all of a sudden, the rest of the world couldn't trust us. And I can guarantee they're not going to trust us now. But, you know, we're really more important. No, we're not. Okay? They don't have to do business with us. And there's come a point where they're not going to trust us anymore. Okay? Because we're fucking around with their trust. And we're certainly fucking around with the trust of the American people. And we certainly got two groups of people who already mistrust, and there's this whole group of us in the center. And I don't really like being in the center, but when it comes to this shit, I don't feel there's any choice. All right? Nothing to be gained by leveraging this nonsense. Nothing. If it were, I'd be arguing for that. All right? 52% of us want this done. 52%, 42% don't. What you need to take more polls? Okay? It needs to be done, and it needs to be done now. And we don't need to sit there and listen to them prattle on. Shut the fuck up. All right? And do what you went there to do. And I mean that. You wanted to do this. You wanted to be involved with social policy. And you're not doing it. You're up there, you know, dancing around and prancing around and not getting the things done that need to be done. Do that. Okay? And then get back to dealing with the budget. And do deal with the budget. And stop trying to... it's really these people, we're being soaked for cash, or those welfare folks. Yeah, bullshit on a stick and lunacy. We have a 3.2% unemployment, so there can't be that much being sucked that way. Mm-mm, not happening. Well, we have to. No, we don't. What we have to do is to try to find an economy that lifts everyone who needs to be lifted. Figure that the fuck out, rather than nickel and diming folks who can't afford to be nickel and dimed and have been nickel and dimed all their goddamn life. You know, I certainly know it. I was broke for most of it because I wrote plays. And I'll tell you this, I lived in a shithole apartment in New York, but I was lucky to have a shithole apartment in New York, and the price I could kind of vaguely afford, and I barely made the rent each month, okay? And all I wanted to do was fix something in the apartment to give you an idea of what I'm experiencing just a teeny bit of it. I wanted to fix some stuff in the apartment. I told the super, he said, no, you can't fix it. I had a hole in my fucking roof. Can I fix the hole? No. Will you fix the hole? No. So, because they try to, and this happens over and over again, to push those of us who didn't have money out so that they could fix it up and then double the rent. Oh, yeah. It was fun times. Stop it. Look at the budget and look at it with some clear eyes and not to get reelected, okay? Because that's all any of you up there in D.C. seem to give a flying fuck about. Meanwhile, someone who thinks they can fix the problem, Tim Scott, the Senator Tim Scott, announced that he was running for president, and I'm sure his presence will certainly turn everything around in the Republican Party. He's got a different vision of things, and he's got a different way of putting it, and I'm sure that everything's going to be great under his potential leadership. Good luck, really good luck dealing with it. He's just a new and different kind of a nut job trying to deal. This is a guy who basically, threw his hat in with the former leader. And it'll just be interesting to watch how he deals with that. Yeah, they're all trying to find a path. It's like watching a really bad, a really bad mile done on a mud track with these guys kind of trying to keep their lane. Good luck. Good luck. It's going to be fascinating. So we'll see how Tim does. We'll see how the others do. Ron DeSantis has got his own problems with Disney. Disney's marched out of the state. They were going to bring a ton of jobs in. 2,000 new jobs, a gazillion dollars for the state. And they said, no, we don't want to deal with them anymore and his nonsense. And speaking of Florida, one of the new hellholes we've kind of created for ourselves, a Florida teacher is under investigation. Some of you know this for sure. For showing students an animated Disney movie. Jenna Barbie screened, and listen to that. Let's, a Florida teachers under investigation for showing students an animated Disney movie. That alone, I keep saying this, that's comedy. That is, this is Orwellian comedy. This is a satire on levels we've never imagined. Boy, what was the matter? Well, it showed the kids a Disney movie. Not because it might dumb the kids down. No, that you might have a legitimate, you know, what were you doing? You weren't teaching. But nope, that wasn't what it was about. She screened the Jenna Barbie, screened the comedy adventure Strange World to give her fifth graders a break after exams, which they had been through. Apparently a ton of them, and they were, and it's tough enough making this transition now for those kids. So she's giving them a break. One parent objected to the film's inclusion of a gay character, which she said constitutes illegal indoctrination under state law. An investigator was sent to interrogate students. That'll be good. That'll be good for the kids to be interrogated, you know. Did you see it? What happened? You feel like being gay now? It's a cartoon. It's an animation. It's a cartoon gay character. I can't. The mind reels in the face of such insanity. The mind can't. My mind, maybe yours can. If yours can, my hat is off. Mine can no longer take it. Mine, it feels as if every day someone comes along with a rock, breaks open my skull, and shoves nonsense in. And this is unbelievable. That a mother or a, I guess a father, just as a parent, oh no, she, it was a she, a mother then, in indoctrination, gay cartoon. I can't imagine seeing a cartoon and going, oh God, I never thought of being gay, but what, it really looks like a good idea. And I'd like to be all of those colors and be that fluid and be in an animation. I'd like to be gay in an animation. Here's what happened to me, all right? My first sexual awakening. This is true. It used to be my act. I was very excited over Mighty Mouse's girlfriend. Yes, I was. Not Minnie Mouse, Mighty Mouse's girlfriend. Much hotter, I thought. And she kind of got me excited. I did not know exactly what that was at the time. But I wasn't indoctrinated into heterosexual sex. I was attracted to her. You don't get indoctrinated into your sexuality, okay? You don't. It's just, you know, in a normal fucking day-to-day life is what I'm saying. You don't get indoctrinated, okay? It's very difficult to indoctrinate somebody into a sexuality, a stance that, oh, I'm going to be, no. I kind of had this attraction. And then, and this was the end of the joke, years later, it became real when I saw Annette Funicello on the Mickey Mouse Club and she had those mouse ears. So maybe it wasn't the Mighty Mouse's girlfriend. Maybe it was the mouse ears. And then I guess I lost it for a while in school because none of the girls had mouse ears. I didn't know who to take to the prom. Mm-hmm. I'm just telling you, this has to stop. I'm just telling you, this insanity has to stop. Gay is real. It's not made up. This insanity of tormenting people who they're not making a choice. They're making no more of a choice than a heterosexual is making a choice. We don't have time anymore for those of us who are apparently can't handle this idea that gayness is normal. I don't know if I'm putting this properly. I don't know anymore because of those. Where you really put it, and I should have said, I know. I'm telling you, didn't understand what I said. You know, then fuck you. All right, it's normal, and it really has to be addressed. And people have to just be told, no, you have to stop this. And I'm sorry that you're going to have to grow up, because we don't have time or the energy for the madness that you're unleashing on those who do not deserve your in a sense immaturity, and in your sense your inability to understand the sexuality, to understand sexuality. I did a thing on Rick Santorum and some of the stuff he used to say, and it still holds true. And I would kind of go through that, but I don't have the time today. They're not, as I put it, gay banditos running around the country who are grabbing your children at this point in time and turning them gay. No one is doing it. There is, certainly, we have a problem with, I'm not going to go into that, what that is, what that problem is. That problem that we have is pales in comparison to this problem we have now that's sitting in front of us and in which we can't seem to deal with on a daily basis. And that's enough of this nonsense. Let's move on to the exciting world of what happened to me the past week. Great fun shows in Wausau. Always great to be in Wausau, Wisconsin. Always a sellout. Kathleen, too. It's just a great town and a great theater, and it was a lot of fun. On to Green Bay, also great. I needed to punch them around a little. Apparently, I think they had a really great, they were in the bars probably before the show, so they're a little not as quick as I remember them, but they were great. And Glenn Ellen, always a pleasure in Illinois. However, and as you can hear it in my voice, I spent 2 days in the fabulous Wisconsin North, and where the air is supposed to be spectacular. Even if the weather is shitty, the air is supposed to be great. It was like hazy, gray. And so we asked, what's wrong? What is wrong with the sky? And it turned out that, wildfires in Canada, just cray-cray. That was the other thing I was going to call it today's episode 131. I was going to call it wildfires. Use that as my wraparound metaphor. Because I'll tell you, for 2 days, I just breathed that stuff in, and now it has clogged me up, and I couldn't be more miserable and about. And I'm not, it, I don't, it's just driving me nuts. I can't believe it. I finally, this part of the tour has come to an end. I have a couple of things coming up over the summer, and then I really head back in the fall. And I would like to keep going now, but now I've got this time. I was going to do some shows in Europe. I called them off because I just did not have the necessary press that I needed to get out there. And because it was tight, the schedule was, I just said, why don't we do this? And it kind of been offered, and I leapt at it and then realized that you got to actually have more than a 6 week lead time to sell a show to a country that you've not been to in 5 years. And it's tough enough selling it to a city I haven't been to in the States in 5 years. So I pulled back on that, and kind of a good thing, because I'm still going to Europe, and I'm going to go to the Elton John concert. That's right. His last world tour, on the suggestion of my good friend Kathleen. And I spent a little time visiting Amsterdam, where I was going to do a show, but now I get to just hang there and see old friends. It's a city that I did a ton of shows in, and I also was lucky enough to teach stand-up in, yes? And then on to Berlin. And then I'm not sure. If I can maybe get a dual citizenship, I'll stay somewhere else for a little bit because I'd like some options now. If we're not going to, you know, grow up as a country, if we're just going to say, you know, no, we really want to go backwards. I don't believe that. And I think that the adults in the room have to, you know, say, nope, we're going this way. Whether you like it or not, we're going forward. We're in the 21st century. We're not going back to the 20th. And so, you know, shut the fuck up and enjoy the ride. And so we've reached the end of the road for the time being. We'll pick it up again September 21st when we head out to Victoria Island. Beautiful, beautiful up there in British Columbia. I think they call it, but I think that's a part of British Columbia. Maybe they've seceded by the time I get back and get on the road September 22nd in Vancouver. Splendid. And then down to the stomping grounds of my opening act, the ancestral home of the Jeff Stilson, Spokane, home, of course, of Gonzaga. And hopefully they'll come out, the Gonzaga basketball team, to see one of their most ardent supporters. Not to see me, but to see Jeff Stilson, who seems to live and die with the Gonzaga basketball team. And I want to thank everybody for hanging in with me this year. And after all of the ups and downs and the cancellations and everything that I went through, I deeply appreciate you're coming back and coming to see the shows. And I look forward to really, you know, a great run starting in September, because we got a lot to talk about. And by then, I'll be back. I'm going to actually be leaving shortly. I was going to do those shows in Europe. I've decided better to rest up a little, wander around Europe and soak that up. And so also that I'm not sure that, well, unless we can figure it out, I really like to take the break, but I'll be hopefully sending some messages from Europe. I'll be in London, and as I said, and then Amsterdam and Berlin. And then who knows, as I said earlier. And so after thanking all of you out there, I would like to thank James Salkind, who does everything that one could possibly do technically, and who films the shows I do each night, and was really the keeper of the Rantcast in terms of all of the videos that we've done and the catalogs, and he's the one who puts them all together in fine fashion when we do a best of. He's done, you know, pleasure to work with him this year. Jeff Stilson, Ben Brewer, my tour manager, and the man who directed the last special I did, which you can still see on the, you can still see it on my YouTube channel. And Jeff Williamson, the driver, and Jason, whose last name is escaping me, who's been selling the merch. I couldn't do all of this without them, and I certainly couldn't do it without you. I do hope you enjoy as much as I did the rant you'll be hearing. It goes all the way back to February 16th, I believe it is. February 28th, 2016. They come to us, these rants come to us from Vancouver in beautiful British Columbia. And I hope you enjoy them as much as I always enjoy reading them. And I believe in the fall, and especially during the summer, I'll be kicking off a ton of new readings of rants.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
I look forward to doing that. I really wish you all a phenomenal summer and hope to see you somewhere down the road. And take care of each other, especially if these idiots don't pass the debt ceiling. We're here in Coquitlam, Cockatoo, Coach Caca's, Caca. Or you can say Vancouver, but people, this is not Vancouver where I am. But we're in Canada tonight. This is the first show. Where people don't worry about their freedom as much as we do, because apparently nobody's interested in taking it away. They don't create people. Oh, boy, he's taking it away. Son of a bitch, I better run now. No, they're a little, they're not as, they're just not as paranoid. We're at the Hard Rock Casino there, and where everybody tonight was a winner. You're going to want to come here. Everybody won at least $3,000 to $4,000 tonight. Those are Canadian dollars, so it's not well, fuck, what do you... Don't give me a boo like I, the one who decided what the Canadian dollar should be worth. I'm always kind of stunned that it came down because, when I first came to Canada 20 years ago, it was down. And then you guys had a huge film industry and stuff, and it grew up around it. And then when the housing thing hit the shitter in my country and every country on earth, the fucking things were just plummeting. You fuckers, your dollar went up because you actually had local banks where people took the money and actually counted it. I know it's a crazy idea. They're crazy up here. Some of them have abacuses still. But if you've not been to Vancouver, it's well worth your time and your energy. And then you can come here and then go over to Victoria Island, which is actually inhabited by people who live in gingerbread houses. It's a delightful little place that I've had the joy of performing there. But it really is, if you've not been to Vancouver, it's absolutely stunning. And if you've not, ever gone through the Canadian Rockies, it's a good idea. Go to Banff, get on the train, and fucking buzz through those Rockies, because it's really unbelievably gorgeous. It's stunning. The only drawback that I find in Canada is you cannot get iced tea without sugar. They have no interest in iced tea unless it's got enough sugar to create diabetes within 3 or 4 gulps. Apparently, they have a sugar lick in every town, and they gather and lick the sugar. It's unbelievable. You cannot fucking get an iced tea. It's my drink of choice, and these fuckers, and then you say, can I get an iced tea without sugar? And they just, ha, 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 and they walk away. But that's the only drawback. I'd also say, really, seriously, and I'm not blowing smoke, but I've been in Portland, Seattle, and Vancouver this week, and that's a terrific run of cities. And they're all on water. They're all unique to themselves. And they're all quite beautiful. And they all have really, really great food. And they all live in their own kind of fucking world. It's like, it's literally like being on another planet. Because it's even Portland and Seattle doesn't appear to be part of the United States. Okay. We're paying for you to rant to us. Come up with your own ideas. I do. I just talked for an hour and 20 minutes, okay? With a lot of ideas, and I'm sorry you missed the show. I'm really sorry that what I do is that I come up here and do a live Q&A where I take questions and literally take them before the show, and I come on stage and try to be as funny as I can with material that I'm really doing for the first time. It's a totally separate show, and you're getting that show for free. So whatever the fuck you're bitching about, we've done about 106 of these. And so, I mean, I'm really sorry to disappoint you. So I would not know, to be honest, that if I didn't do this, at times what's really good about it is a lot of the questions are things I'm going to talk about in the act. So I know that at least I'm covering what the hell people are interested in. And a lot of the times I discovered things about a town, but I did not discover the name of the town. Trump was tweeting Mussolini quotes today. Your thoughts? Well, at least it was Mussolini and not Hitler, so. Many U.S. citizens are thinking about coming to Canada if Trump wins. Should we start building a wall now? No. No, because that's a waste of your money. And you need it for other things, like someone willing to open up an iced tea manufacturer. Things like that. No, you don't want to build a wall. Just set up a thing and charge people. As soon as you see us fleeing, you fucking say, okay, $500 to come in, $1,000. Fucking you can get your fucking dollar fucking right up to where it should be. What do you... Oh, fuck, I don't even know what that means. What do you think of Beyoncé's Black Panther performance at the Super Bowl halftime show? I watched her performance, and I lived at a time in which that Bobby Seale was on trial in New Haven, Connecticut, and there were a number of Black Panthers. There was a Black Panther enclave there, and I watched Beyoncé's performance, and I did not have any sense of there being Black Panthers anywhere. I didn't see it. I don't know if I had drank too much, but I did not see. Like, I was looking. I was fixated on her. Okay. I didn't go, what are they doing around her? I was like, wow, that's really. She's another species. She would look at me and go, oh, there's a nice little miniature pony. I feel that about her, Charlize Theron. I've been this close to Charlize Theron, who literally looked through me as if there was no existence whatsoever. Not, seriously, no flesh, nothing. Just like, oh, she could see who was ever through me, right through my head. She's that tall. She probably was looking this way. She's another, well, but no, I didn't see it. I didn't, much the same way I didn't see Janis Jackson's titty, okay? Same thing. Really, that's what you're gonna worry about. Boy, that really turned people around. What if she had 1,000 Black Panthers out there? If she had real Black Panthers, then we'd have some interest. What do they fucking think? People were watching it and go, oh, fuck, man, I'm gonna call my Black Panther office today. Are you? Who gives a shit? It's a halftime show at a corporate fucking megalopolis fucking thing, you idiots. I don't understand. Why you think that, boy, that's gonna really do things. Now you gotta, apparently the premiere of British Columbia, which is where Vancouver is located, and the beautiful city of Kokakakana. She's the BC premier, Christy Clark, is spending $500,000 on charter flights. Is that true? And when Air Canada and WestJet have 8 flights a day, so obviously somebody here works for an airlines. That's what I'll get back from. That'll be the feedback tonight. God damn it, doing those ads for Air Canada, you son of a bitch. No, so, and that's, what'd she do, get on a plane, fly? She, what the fuck, she, you know. See, that's the kind of shit. We laugh, $500,000. We go, ah, that's all? Not enough, but it's not enough to, you know, I think, of course it's appalling. It's appalling when any public official pulls that kind of shit. You know, it's like we had a guy in Congress who was, eventually he had to quit his job. But he had kind of redecorated his office to the tune of like $1.5 million. It's like, holy fuck. Literally there'd have to be some sort of a machine that would like really keep my entire bottom and I would have to be sitting at a desk with one, would have to be a concealed Japanese toilet. But, you know, the one with the air, pop, 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 and the whole thing that goes on. Look up Japanese toilets. See, I know you guys are utilitarian, but the Japanese are way into a whole realm of fucking. If I had a toilet like the Japanese had a toilet, I wouldn't leave. Why would you leave? Seriously. But that was, what a fucking, that's just, but it's, that's the nature of leadership. It's like they constantly, you know, There's a group of people, and there's less and less and less as my life goes on, that understand what public service is. There seems to be more of a grasp of it up here. Where we are now, it's whew, good luck. But I'm sorry to hear that. But there's nothing I can do. This, I believe, is from somebody in the States. That dry eye commercial on TV drives me fucking nuts. If by chance your fucking eyes are dry, why don't you just splash some fucking water on your ugly fucking face? And also, that goddamn dry mouth winds me up too. If you got a dry mouth, you fucking idiot, why not just take a drink? Jesus Christ, we're a bunch of fucking idiots. There, I said it, and I don't give a shit. That's why I do it. I do it because I don't really care about the dry eye ad. You can have all the dry eye ads you want. But there's somebody out there who's watching that ad, and it comes on, and every time it comes on, that fucker goes around the bend. And I consider it to be part of my service here is to take those things that really upset people and throw them out. I mean, there is shit that I've read that I get about people in their offices and their coworkers that are staggering. And so for me, it's completely educational and reminds me why I don't work in an office. I wish I had it with me because it does bear repeating. But this, a woman sends in a thing, and the thing is there's this whole thing going on in my country in terms of people in public office basically not really understanding women on any level whatsoever, and so you get like and this being like the battle that we have now in the States over Planned Parenthood. That's just one part of the whole spectrum, and she wrote in a thing, and she's at an office. There's a whole group of them sitting around at the office. They're having a meeting, in the boardroom, and she has to leave. She has to leave because her period is coming on, and she has to get to a bathroom, and so she excuses herself, and the boss said, "Where do you think you're going?" She said, "Well, I have to go to the bathroom." And he said, "Well, do you think now's a good time?" And she said, "Well, I think I have to go." And he goes, "Why do you have to go?" So now she has to explain to him that her period is coming on. There's no other way out of this. And it turns out that her boss didn't know that women bled during their period. He's been married for 25 years. That's why I read these. Because the problem isn't the governor or the senator or the local legislator who fucks women over. It's those people who have no concept that it has to come from somewhere. And it comes from those people who are completely clueless. And there are a lot of them. Now, when I read that, I thought, that's fucking impossible. And but apparently nothing is. Obnoxious upstairs neighbors with kids, always stomping and jumping all fucking day and night, keeping us up in the basement suite below. And any spills goes through our ceiling. They don't care if it happens and don't control their kids. Now, I want to know first, what are you doing home all day? And second, if you lived in certain places like Texas or Florida or Arizona in the United States, you'd have a gun, and you could start shooting in the air. No, I don't want a software update, you fuck. The Republicans blocking the confirmation of a new Supreme Court justice. Here's the problem. The problem is the Republicans really lack any sense of just fucking decorum. And seriously, I'm the one when push comes to shove during an election year, I'm the vote you want. I'm the independent. So you just have to pretend. You know, the Republicans. There was no reason for the Republicans to say we're not going to nominate anybody. They should go, you just fucking go, yeah, go ahead. Nominate whoever you want. That's what they should have done. We look forward to it. We relish the idea. We think it's absolutely important. You pay lip service to what is essentially bullshit, but you at least pay lip service to it. You don't say, we're not gonna fuck you. It's 11 months later. He's the president of the United States. There's nothing. That's the deal. It's called Tufsky Shitsky. So you just say it. You go, okay. And then you have the vote, and then you go, fuck you. That's when you say, fuck you. That's when you do it. You don't do it beforehand. It's partly my problem with what's going on. It's partly why Donald Trump, they can say it has to do, and it does to a certain extent, with what's the phenomenon. The phenomenon is that people have basically in my country been disenfranchised. That hundreds and thousands and millions of people feel like they have absolutely no effect on the environment anymore, have no effect in terms of their leadership. Their leadership has treated them like a piece of shit. So someone like Trump comes along and goes, you know, I'm going to do this because I'm going to do it, and that's what I'm going to do. And so he looks, in comparison to somebody like Jeb Bush, who literally, wow, whoo. And he was supposed to be the smart Bush. So Trump all of a sudden looks good. But basically, the Republicans, by allowing essentially the tail to wag the dog, where you've got, you know, the Tea Party, which was worried about our liberties, and then just a whole slew of people who, because of the nature of our internet, make shit up. There's whole fucking, you can basically back whatever theory, whatever fucking half-cracked fucking theory you've got about fucking anything. I guarantee you go to the internet and there are at least 5,000 sons of bitches who have already written an article about how they know what you know. And so we've got that whole group. That whole group of Ted Cruz, who believes that somehow religious liberty is being taken away, that freedoms are being taken away, that somehow because you don't get to pay, you don't get fucked over by an insurance company. You know, you've got to, you know, God damn it, I've lost my freedom. I can't go to an insurance company and have them fuck me in the ass. So we try to come up with a way to get the insurance company to take its cock out about three quarters of the way, just so we can breathe for a minute. And not that the Affordable Care Act is worth a shit, because it's not. But in the other way, holy fuck, when in the history of any country did you think, hey, you know what? I can't wait. I love my insurance company. They're the best. Holy fuck, what they do for me. And then they always use you. They go, look at Canada. Look at what's happening there. They live in terror. They live in terror of their fucking life. They stand in line. They stand in line. I go, well, fuck, we stand in line to go to a movie, you fucking numbnut. So, just, you know, I'm just going to tell you, when your patience wears thin, please, please, please help us. Send down some people. They literally, we can't tell you apart from us. Just find some mature people who can come in and pretend to be like us and talk to some people in the community, you know? Seriously, wander up to people and go, hey, what the fuck's the matter with you? It's been a pleasure spending time with you. Thank you. Good night. Thanks to all of you for listening to my rantcast. If you have a rant you want to get off your chest, send it in to me at lewisblack.com/live. You can think of it as therapy or whatever you want to think of it. Just let it rip. And I want to thank the true stars of our show, the ranters, and the splendid rants they gave us. Lewis Black's Rantcast was created and hosted by me. Aha, Lewis Black. Our live rant audio was produced by James Salton. Our theme song by Chris Lane. Executive producer, Ben Brewer. Executive producers, Matt Kleinschmidt and Robert Kelly for the Laugh Button Podcast.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.